Okay, it is 1:38. We are ready for the Justice Court. We have the Budget Committee here, and then we'll go around the room just to see who else is here.
Oh, John Robinson, HR.
Rick Higley, HR.
Jennifer Bingham, Justice Court.
Jacine Chousty, Justice Court.
Marina Brito, HR.
Kendall Harris.
Johnny Black, pre-trial.
Awesome, thank you. Judge, turn it over to you.
Well, we really don't have much to say. If you got our mission, if you got our budget outline, we just reported to you how successful we believe we are. We hope you see it the same way. And as far as what we need from you, we always need more, but we're doing pretty well right now in terms of staff, in terms of equipment. All the departments have been really good at helping us, Chris and Jeff and everything else. So we didn't make any requests for anything. Everything seems to be holding its place, if you will, in terms of the services we use, interpreters. You might remember last year we asked for an increase because the state had increased their rates and we had seen much, much more use for them. But this year we're doing pretty good. If you have specific questions about our stats, I'm happy to review them for you, but...
I'll ask a quick question. So are you seeing, as far as I know, the interpreter, especially Spanish, are you seeing a whole lot more, or is this a steady out?
Well, if we had to put together a sheet for you with statistics, Spanish would far outnumber anything else we have. But we have had everything. Russian, Chukis, Portuguese, Mandarin, Tongan, Samoan, just almost every language you could possibly think of. I think we've had Turkish a time or two.
Turkish, Pashto.
No Martian.
What's that?
Pashto.
No Martian.
No Martian.
Not yet.
Not yet. Could happen, though.
I did have one question for you. I did notice that you had a $1,000 budget reduction included in your detail. It said 2024 budget reduction. Was that a carryover from last year that maybe shouldn't have been in there this year?
I have to tell you about those things. We would present our budget, and then we would get a notice from Curtis saying, we need you to cut X number of dollars, and we don't care where it comes from, it just needs to be cut. And I don't know if that was him trying to be fair or equal to all departments needing to give up a little bit, but we would just find the account that we thought it would be, it wouldn't be needed as much, and we would do that. I don't know what those cuts mean. I never have.
Okay. So it basically had reduced the travel and training budget by $1,000. So I'm looking at what you've got in your travel and training budget right now. You've got the Supreme Court Justice Court mileage, Supreme Court clerk mileage, a couple of different things like that. So the total is $8,400, and then there's a $1,000 reduction to $74.
Here's the reason we could take it out of that account. I currently serve as the chairman of the Justice Court Judge Education Committee, which means that when we put together our budget, we create something in there that would take care of my costs. But my room is usually picked up by the state. Mm-hmm. I think my per diem is picked up by the state.
You know, our rooms are in our registration. I'm also on the education committee for the Justice Court clerks for the state. So mine as well, my rooms and my registration are covered. So with his registration and room and my registration and rooms being covered, we were able to reduce that category by that much.
So if I just leave that $1,000 decrease in there, you're both on that this year, right? Your rooms and your registration will both be covered this year?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
This is just an anecdotal ad for the meetings that we go out in June, or was it July by the time we met this year? I'm not sure, Judge and Jennifer. One of the most conscientious department heads we meet with is the judge, and it gives a whole different air to the meetings when we go to have a budget, personnel budget meeting, and he says, come on into the courtroom. And we sit in the courtroom and have a meeting in the courtroom. He sits up on the stand and wears a tip. No.
Well, that's because environment is critical. Environment is critical.
No, he comes to the table and sits with us at one of the tables in there. We just appreciate your conscientiously thinking about that and working with us as a team and a partner in your area.
Well, we appreciate the help you and Rick give us. A year or so ago, we were crossing swords about budget for clerks and everything else, and you really rallied for us, and we appreciate that.
Rick helped, and Marina is here, who helped with a lot of the market review data.
Yeah, the people you work with are great. Marina's always good to work with for us, too. So,
appreciate it.
I don't have any other questions related to the budgets. Fairly straightforward, no asks.
Yeah. I had a completely off the subject question.
Should we turn off the tape?
Is it appropriate for the recording?
No, I'm kind of curious. Is it by state law that judges have to wear a black robe, or can you actually speak their suit tie?
Yeah, it's tradition. There's no kind of statute or rule that says they have to do that. In fact, I don't know that there's a statute. There might be an AOC rule. Because I know years ago there was a judge in the 3rd District that contracted cancer. I think it was Ann Boyle. And wearing the robe made her so uncomfortable that she asked for permission to not have to do that. And they said, sure, you can do that. So it may just be a rule with the administrative office of the courts.
I'm just glad to hear you're doing pretty well right now. I'm glad that you're able to staff, but it just seem like they're competitive, you know.
Yes, we're happy to be fully staffed.
Yeah, maybe you should.
Our two newest clerks have been with us for 2 months. They're catching on. They're very bright.
Good.
They're just a delight to have in our department. At least when I meet with them and ask them, they're happy to be there. They're enjoying all of their learning. So it's a good fit. They're fitting in with our culture of personalities that we have. So we're happy. We're very pleased at this point with where we're at and what the new year looks like.
That's so great. Good.
Yep.
Yeah, don't think there's any other
questions. Any other questions? And I think we're good to end early, if you're okay with that.
Well, Bob came out and said that Troy took all my time and I only had 5 minutes, and I promised I'd only take three.
So, you did great.
All right.
5 minutes after talking.